I'll be honest, when I started giving these Divrei Torah, my plan was not to tell stories. It was really to have more deeper and interesting thoughts on the Parsha, to make one kind of delve into the Parsha a little bit more. But sometimes you get an idea or a story that's so powerful, you can't not share it. So let me tell you a story that I think is instructive of the Parsha and Avram Avinu in general. There's a bus stop in the middle of Israel, the 420 bus. The 420 bus is supposed to be there at 3 o'clock on the dime. 3 o'clock comes and goes, 3:05, 3:10, 3:15, 3:20. It's a hot day. And all the passengers waiting online are boiling and are sweating. That's a half hour. It's 40 minutes. They're really, really annoyed. And now all of a sudden, 45 minutes later, in sails a bus. But alas, it doesn't have the number 420 on it. It's the 390 bus. It opens up its doors, and all the people waiting say, "Where's the 420? No, call back to the base. Ask them where our bus is. We've been waiting for 45 minutes. It's a hot day." He closes the door. The air conditioner, that little bit that was seeping out, is deprived of them. He picks up his phone, talks on the phone for 3-4 minutes. All of a sudden, the number on top switches from 390 to 420. Everybody comes onto the bus. They shower him with praise. "Oh, toda nahag, you can't even imagine, you saved the day." It's weird, but all right, Baruch Hashem. He does all the entire route, gets to the very last stop. As he's getting to the last stop, the old man in the back of the bus, it's his stop. And he walks up and he says to the bus driver, "Nahag slicha, yesh baya. There's a problem." The driver looks at him and says, "Mahabaya, what's the problem?" He said, "I'm a pensioner for Eged. I worked for Eged for a long time. Let me tell you, I know something. It is impossible. Never in the history of my 40 years in Eged did a bus switch numbers. Lo haya velo iya. If you were the 390, you don't become the 420. He says, What gives? So the driver says, "I'll tell you. It's amazing. Amazing, amazing." He goes, "I was in the driver's room waiting for my regular route to start, and the manager comes in and says, 'We have a problem. The 420 bus has a flat. It's not going to get there. Somebody's got to drive the 420 bus. And you're going to be very late.' So I didn't want to do it, but the guy looked around at me and said, 'No, Chaim, you're the only one whose bus I can cover. You're doing it.' So I get on the bus, and I realize I'm going to get there, and everybody's going to curse and yell and scream and tell me I'm the worst person in the world, blah, blah, blah. Because I wasn't interested in that. So what did I do? Because it's amazing. Because I switched my bus to the 390. I pulled up. You guys all were screaming, yelling about Nebuch the 420. I pretended to be on the phone, but I was not. And then what happened? You all came to me smiling, so happy. Ah, I saved the day." He goes, "But really, all along I was the 420 bus." Amazing story. Why do I tell you this story? Because I think that is such a powerful message of how life goes. See, when you view everything as a bracha, the bus came and saved the day, then what happens is you don't get upset that it's 45 minutes late. Hashem. But when you view it as, "Oh, it's an inconvenience. Look, do you see what I've been through?" Then vada, you're going to curse the driver. I think what Avraham Avinu pulls off is that he tries to explain to everyone that the world that we live in is a world that's run by God. It's run by the hand of God. It's run by the command of God. And that means that every single thing that happens, good or bad, from our perspective, good or bad, is really coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When that happens, then in a way, everything becomes a bracha. It just takes a moment to see it. The power of that idea is that all of a sudden I realize that there is a supreme force that's guiding me in life. And all my frustrations become very different. I realize it's not a frustration, but it's a test. And nisayon is linasot. Yeah, it's to test, but it also means to lift up. Avraham Avinu is uplifted by each of his tests, but the reason he's able to manage them is because he recognizes they come from God. The next time we have a rough moment, and it's going to happen, if we recognize this is a nisayon from Hashem, this is a test from God, It's not only a challenge, it's an opportunity to grow and to stretch myself. That is the lesson of Avraham Avinu. Have a great day.